William Blake is one of my heroes. In his lifetime, he was a consummate poet, a painter, artist, a visionary mystic who was largely ignored by his contemporaries and considered to be mad. He lived his entire life on the edge of poverty and died in neglect. Yet today, this man is regarded as one of the most original and greatest figures in literary history, and his original engravings are rare treasures worth millions and millions of dollars. I have devoured his epic poems and quoted him extensively in my lifetime, and deciding what contribution of his to include in this collection has been a considerable challenge. His most famous words are the opening lines in Allegories of Innocence, written in 1803. To see a world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wild flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour, speaks to Blake's preoccupation with the power of the mind to perceive God or the infinite, the value of our imagination, and the oneness of the universe. I have spoken elsewhere in this collection on these themes, and so I have chosen a poison tree as another great example of what this madman genius, in quotes, offers you and me today. From his creative pen, some 200 plus years ago, while writing in the midst of the French Revolution, which was transpiring less than 100 or so miles from where Blake was writing. A poison tree. I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath did end. I was angry with my foe. I told it not, my wrath did grow. And I watered it in fears, night and morning with my tears, and I sunned it with smiles and with soft, deceitful wiles. And it grew both day and night, till it bore an apple bright, and my foe beheld it shine, and he knew that it was mine. And into my garden stole, when the night had veiled the pole, in the morning glad I see, my foe outstretched beneath the tree. A poison tree is a very basic message for maintaining loving relationships through communication. The key thought here is to communicate. I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath did end. Such a simple way to express a profound truth. When you feel something and you have the common sense or the courage to express that feeling to your loved ones, the rage and the fury disappear almost as if by magic. My inclination has often been to stay silent about that which I feel angry. I admit to wanting to stew about it, play it over and over in my mind where I've extended dialogues with the person I feel angry toward. As long as I take this position of freezing out my loved ones or friends, the wrath persists. Yet when it finally does come out and we are able to communicate about it, expressing our authentic feelings, regardless of how absurd they may sound to the other person, magically and almost instantaneously, the fury subsides. I was angry with my foe. I told it not. My wrath did grow. This is precisely the lesson that I have had to learn, and I admit to still working on it today, each and every day in my life. In past relationships, ironically, I created foes out of those I loved the most. The moment that I made them a foe, I kept my wrath inside, playing intellectual games with myself and creating an unbelievably complex scenario that only I was privy to. Thus, the inclination to keep my wrath within, unexpressed, allowed me to create what Blake calls a poison tree. I would water it with my tears and sun it with deceitful smiles, and the result? It would continue to grow and bear fruit. And the fruit is definitely poison, so much so that it would eventually destroy those to whom I had given the tag of foe. There they were, outstretched beneath the tree. The message of this poem is profound. It applies not only in personal relationships, but in dealing with everyone in your life. Anytime you feel that spark go off inside of you, and your wrath begins to grow, you are headed for a potential morass. The way out of that potential morass is to stop and make that person a friend rather than a foe. Tell them, I feel that you are attempting to manipulate me right now, and I would prefer that it stop. This kind of honest, no-nonsense statement will put the wrath aside and inhibit the growth of a poison tree that will ultimately destroy you or whomever has become your foe. Similarly, in close family relationships, when you feel something like anger, practice mustering up the courage to say how you feel without being abusive or loud. I have found with my own children that when I give the silent treatment, the anger doesn't subside. In fact, it grows worse because each of us is growing our own poison tree inside because we've made foes of each other. When we sit down and I express how I am feeling and what my disappointments are, It generally leads to an open discussion in which we both express ourselves and ends with a hug and an I love you too, Dad. Amazingly, I told my wrath. My wrath did end. These are 8 words that you might want to memorize as you think about ways to make your relationships work at a blissful level more frequently. It is inevitable in any partnership for 2 people to have conflict. I often express my feelings that any relationship in which 2 people agree on everything, one of them is unnecessary. Your soulmate is often the person who is most unlike you, the one who can push the buttons that send you into a frenzy. That person is your soulmate precisely because of this power. When you find yourself in a fury, the person who you perceive as causing it is your greatest teacher at that moment. They are teaching you that you have not yet mastered yourself, that you still do not know how to choose peace as that button is being pushed. The way to that peace is to tell your friend or your lover or your child or your parent or your mother-in-law exactly how you feel. Do this from a position of being detached and honest, and watch how your wrath disappears. You will have removed entirely the possibility of nurturing and producing a poison tree. To put the ideas of William Blake's famous poem into your own life, begin by following these simple suggestions. 1. When you find yourself in the midst of a freeze-out, either self-imposed or otherwise, break the silent treatment with a simple opener. Say something like, "Can we both agree to state how we are feeling right now without any judgment about it?" 2. Use your opener to state directly how you feel by prefacing your statements with, "I feel." Emphasize that at this moment, what you most need is a loving response to the way that you are feeling. Own your feeling and feel your feeling as you would with a friend who you can count on sharing your feelings with. At issue here is not the problem, but communicating your feelings. Then listen and hear the feelings of the other person with love and without defensiveness about the issue. Befriend the feelings. 3. Give yourself a self-imposed time limit for how long you will stay in a period of no talking. If you say 1 hour, then no matter how embarrassed or hurt you might feel, open the lines of communication. You will see that communicating rather than stifling yourself will end the rage almost immediately. And 4. Don't ever go to bed still holding on to your wrath. This will literally impact the field of energy that you both share and intensify the growth of a poison tree. Before going to sleep, simply state your feelings and make an effort to show a sign of affection, even if it means losing face and subduing your ego. The more you can create an atmosphere of open honesty, particularly regarding those areas of disagreement, the less likely those disagreements will turn into being disagreeable. It is in the time of being disagreeable that a seedling sprouts and eventually nourishes a poison tree.